دربند عاشقی برنج. دمیرگاه دربند is one of the old cities of Azerbaijan, which is mentioned in Dada Gurgut's book. Scripted sources provided a lot of information about the vibrant Ashiqi setting of the 15th to 16th centuries. Darband's Ashiq setting in the 17th to 19th century was not included in that city and had a great impact on the development of Ashiq music in the nearby Azerbaijani cities and the way of Ashiq poetry in the neighboring areas of Darband. During the decades of Soviet Union, especially in the second half of the 20th century, as a result of the biased imperialist policy of the Russians, Darband Azerbaijanis lost many of their possessions. Apart from one or two villages, singing and musical instruments also went silent. With the stagnation of Darband's brilliant Ashiqi style, the instrument went into decline in the areas near there, such as Shakki, Zagalata, Gah, Quba, and Keçmaz, which were highly influenced by Darband's style. But in spite of all damages that were caused to the region in the cultural field, the musical instrument of Azerbaijan and the musical composition of Azerbaijanian, relying on its deep historical roots, are still rising today with all their glory, as if they have found success. And all failures through the losses and damages of the 20th century have safely jumped out and once again carry on its path. The scope of Darband's artistic Ashiqi style extends from the city of Darband itself, which today forms the center of Dagestan and the surrounding cities such as Tabasaran, to the borders of Quba Khaçmaz and Shakki Zagalata of the Republic of Azerbaijan. Throughout history, this region has been one of the main artistic centers of Azerbaijan. Sufi Darvish gathering centers and religious centers have played an important role in the formation of the Ashiqi style of Darband. In written sources, we come across the haunting lyrics of Bayat Abbas, a 16th century instrumentalist and vocal artist with a high poetic muse, especially for Darband Ashiqi style. Bayat Abbas became famous as an accomplished Ashiq in the 16th century in Darband, and its neighboring states has always attracted attention with his powerful creative style. Narratives and anecdotes about him also confirm this point. He himself is the owner of Bayati, Qoshma, Garayli, and many Tajnis. The characteristics of his poems also shows his affiliation with Darband. The poems written by him on various topics influenced the creativity of Ashiq in later periods, and many professors, including Varkhiyanli Muhammad, Ihraqli Recep, Valikendili Fethali, and others, created many adaptations and similar works after him. Another example of Ashiqi is Recep Ihraqli, who lived between 1825 to 1891 AD. He was from Ihraq village. Recep Ihraqli became a master in Ashiq and was known as Haq Ashiq, Haq Sura, in the vicinity of Darband, Quba, Samur, and around this region. Due to his vision problem, he was also known as Blind Ashiq, and interesting stories and traditions about him were spread. Ashiq Recep had learned Ashiqi's classical creativity at the highest level and became the organizer of important gathering and had a creative poetic nature. His poems that have reached us prove his mastery in the mentioned art. Sultan Seyyed is among the artists who grew up in Dagestan in the 20th century. He was born in Kartuk village, but later he migrated to Quba and lived there. His father, Haji Seyyedov was also one of the prominent artists of his time. Aşık Sultan, Seyyedov Sultan Hajioğlu, has been interested in art since childhood, which led him to be an innovation aşık. He is the author of the story Sultan and Gandap. In this regard, we should mention Masum Efendi, who lived in Darband between the 17th and 18th century and had a strong poetic talent. The poems attributed to him, as well as the story of Masum de la Fruz, are enough to consider him as a skilled artist with deep knowledge of the science of aşığı. Darband aşığı style, in addition to the mentioned artist, has also nurtured other valuable musicians and singers from Darband regions, such as Yersulu Aşık Emin, Sefilli Mehmet, Khalid Garadoğlu, Ahmet Humidi, Velikendili Fethali, Aşık Gonah Bey, Aşık Tahir Bey, and Aşık Niftullah for the Aşık community. On the other hand, Recep Ahraqli from Rutul, Varxiyanlı Mehmet from Zagalata, Mulla Cuma, Xatanlı Taği, and Aşık Sultan from Şəkki, Aşık Gendab from Quba, and some others were among the teachers who lived in the vicinity of Darband and created works in this setting. Even the aşıqs of other minorities in neighboring Darband in Dagestan, such as the Lezgis, Dargins, Avars, Sakhors, etc., are considered Darband aşıqs due to the complete compatibility of the poems and music with the composition of Darband's aşıqs. Under the influence of Darband style, they wrote songs in Azeri languages and ornamented their celebrations with these songs. In the epic poems and stories of these ethnicities, which were created in their own language and dialects, the weight of the influence of Azerbaijani aşığı art is noticeable and evident. Darband's aşığs are performed with accompaniment of a saz and balaban, and in some places complemented by trio instruments of Azeri saz, balaban, and drums. Due to the reliance of Darband's aşık on tekke customs, it tends to move and dance. Despite the weakness of composition, it has the songs Darbandi and Quba Kerami. The chances of Darband aşık style have been plummeting since the middle of 20th century. At present, the art of aşığı is trying to continue its existence at a certain level only in the village of Yersu and Marağe in the suburbs of Darband.